The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the Duchess of the Chart. I'm laughing because if you haven't been on our Facebook group, you know, Nicola interrupted several times when I'm trying to start professionally. It's the Duchess of the Chart. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Yes, very good, thanks.
Okay, let's look at a couple of small cap companies. We have looked at Dixon Carphone Warehouse. You can see that on our Facebook page at voxmarkets.co.uk/voxmarkets, because big falls there after trading statement. But smaller caps, AGQ Ariane Silver has updated today on the drilling of its lithium prospect. There's been some delays because of the rainy season and dry season or whatever, and so it's come off a bit. And what are people thinking in the AGQ? What are people thinking? What are you thinking on the chart, Nick?
This is a bit disappointing because, you know, real silver has had a really nice rally.
Nothing to do with silver.
It's nothing to do with silver.
No.
There's a real pivot level at 0.6. So if we look at in 2016, the lows, you know, through November, we had a little spike below, and then the lows again in June, and then 0.6 was the high. It's the top of the gap when we gap lower. And today, yesterday, it was the daily 50 moving average. That's a lot of resistance. We're looking, to be honest, a bit like a bear flag here. And I think a break below 0.5 would be a breakdown of this bear flag, and a break above 0.6 and the daily 50 moving average would be a bullish trigger.
Okay.
If we get the bullish trigger, we're going to go back to the 200-day at 0.7 and then probably back to the top of the range, which was the 23.6 fib. And that's really the level that we've got to get above for this stock to bottom. And that is at 1.29. Very important.
Marvellous.
So that will be a magnet on a bullish reversal.
Okay. Hello to Mike. You're right. Mike just joins on Facebook as well. He says, can you look at RGM? Maybe after, yes, do we? Maybe we will, because we've got three already there, but we will probably definitely do that.
We'll do it again.
Probably maybe. Or maybe definitely. Like Oasis. Was it? Definitely maybe? Yeah. Okay. Next one is OEX. OILX had an update today. And when I last looked, they were rallying strongly on that update. What are they at the moment? OEX, Nick, what do you reckon on the chart? Yeah, well, 4.25. They were more than that earlier, but what do you reckon, Nick?
OEX, you know, looking pretty good. I'm going to put regular candles on, except that we failed at the damn 200-day, and we failed at a pivot level as well. If you go back to November of 2015, that low was at 0.3. So between 0.29 and 0.3, there's a bit of a sticky level that we've got to overcome. That was the highs. So basically, that was the highs in July. We need to close above 0.3, and then I think we can take out the 200-day moving average and make a bottom. Our first target will be the 23.6 fib. That's at 0.47, and then 0.82 was the next target. So pretty nice, but only if we can take out that 200-day. And you can kind of draw a trend line, you know, from the January high, and if you connect it through the May highs, that'll be the level to take us out. If we break that and the 200-day, we've done it.
Okay, all right. And the last one is UtilityWise. I've had an update today, and do you know what? This company's been hammered. I do hold stock in UtilityWise. I see it as a good cash-generative business that have had problems. Now, they've been too aggressive on their accounting, okay? And so they've brought in new management, new CEO, new COO. They've also decided to adopt the more conservative accounting policy, whereas they don't, you know, they signed a contract for 5 years. The contract doesn't start till 3 months down the line, but already on the previous accounting system, they used to sort of say, oh, this is how much we're going to generate. Already. But listen, they've had all the bad news out there. This is a company hoping to generate around about 90 million in revenue this year, around about 10 million profit before tax, and their market cap is about 57 million. So, you know,
this is a really good defensive stock as well, isn't it? If everything else has a bit of a sell off this autumn,
yeah,
this is quite a good defensive place to be.
Yeah, I'm just thinking now, see that big drop we've had in, that was when they were suggesting there's bad news coming, the change in the accounting system. I think the bad news now is all in there, because they've only just dropped on this recent trading update today, where they dropped about a couple of percent, they're down 1.7% at the moment. So, that is not bad, you know? That's it,
no.
It's all priced in, I think, Nick.
So what I like about this stock, okay, so if we take the most recent swing high from the end of December, where we've stalled today is the 23.6 Fib. We've got to get above that and the daily 50 moving average. They're all lined up there. So 74.30 is really key. And if we look, even on this daily, you can just about make it out. It's an inverted head and shoulders pattern, and that level is on neckline. So you can see it much better on an hourly or a 4-hourly in this stock. So if we get a daily close above 74, I think that we're going to continue higher and fill the gap. And our target is going to be back to the lows of 2015 and 2016, which are around 118. And it's also 50% of that most recent decline. Mm-hmm. If we can get through that, that's pretty tough resistance. If we got through, then the 200-day moving average is a bit higher. It's around the 61.8 Fib at 138. But this one looks really good, at least to fill the gap if we get a daily close above 74.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think they're going to go for it because part of this new accounting program, they have to push forward some of the revenue that they would have recognized earlier to later. So they now have got a pipeline of revenue built up bigger than before. So I think they're going to do very well. I think they're going back to a quid, and I think they'll fly. Justifiably, their market cap, they said, would be 40, their profit before tax would be 40% lower than last year. And that is now looking at about 10.6 million. So put that on a P10, 100 million market
back
cap.
Back to a quid would be the 38.2 retracement. That's still in the middle of the gap, you know. Yeah. To fill the gap, we're going to go to £1.10.
Yes.
£1.18 is a much better target. That's 50%.
Okay, cool. I'm with you. I'm with you here. Okay, do your own research, everyone. This is not investment advice. It's just information. I do hold the stock, so I may be biased and talking out of the side of my neck. So please do your own research. And like I said, I try not to be biased. I try and be unemotional about stocks. That way you do better, I think. People who are obsessed with stocks or one stock, even when the company changes their direction or their outlook, people obsessed with stocks don't change their outlook, and that's the problem.
They're evangelists, aren't they?
Yeah. You've got to be careful. Never fall in love with a stock. If it changes direction, course, or news comes out that's not expected, change your mind on it. Be prepared to change your mind. Always be prepared. Listen, if you send me those charts, and could you put them on the company pages, please, at Vox Markets? Could you do that?
I will do it, and I will do yesterday's that I haven't done yet.
Nicola!
Nicola! Okay. Goodbye.
Listen, I'll put them on the blog as well. If you send me the charts on the day, that's AGQ, OEX, UTW, at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.